A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I am going to talk about mental blocks. It's about time, right? And I specifically want to talk about who breaks through and who stays stuck. It seems like some kids get afraid all the time and some don't. So I'm going to share with you the five key characteristics that are required for your breakthrough if you're ready for yours. One of the common mistakes that keeps athletes stuck longer, and why little kids don't get the fears, but the fears develop as athletes go into adolescence. And I also have put together a new free training. So if your athlete is struggling with fear, I hope that you will check out this free training as soon as possible. CompletePerformanceCoaching.com/fear. Free training that gives you the ins and outs, my complete three-step framework for breaking through a mental block. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hello, it's me, Coach Rebecca, and I am live here to talk to you about mental blocks. This is something that I love to talk about because it was the thing I hated the very most when I was an athlete. So I want to talk to you about the difference between athletes who break through mental blocks and the ones that stay stuck. Because there are some athletes that will come to us in the Perform Happy community, and they will come to us and they'll check out our videos and they'll do our challenges, and then, or they'll have like one conversation with one of our coaches. And then they'll be like, "Thank you. We got through it. I broke through my fear. This was so awesome and so helpful. And I feel amazing. Thanks for everything." Heart and out. That's the ultimate, right? It's like someone comes to me and they're struggling with a mental block. So for those of you who don't know what a mental block is, why are you even tuning in, JK? I'm going to give you a little talk through what I consider a mental block. And I'll tell you about my experience. So when I was a level 6 gymnast, when they really hit me hard, and it was going backwards skills on the beam, backwards skills on the floor, anything that involved me going backwards, specifically flipping or jumping backwards, my brain would basically hijack me. So even though I could do it, I could do a back walkover better than anybody in my gym. I was super flexible. I had the best form. I was the hardest worker. I had the best attitude. I don't know, my coach could maybe differ, but I was this like great kid who really cared and really wanted it. And I would start to go backwards, and then boom, it was like I hit a brick wall and I couldn't get my body to move. And I was frustrated. I was angry. My coach didn't know. So she'd be like, "Well, what's wrong?" And I'd be like, "I don't know." She's like, "Why aren't you doing it?" "I don't know." And then she's like, "Of course you know. Don't say I don't know." That's so frustrating when kids say, "I don't know," and obviously something's going on. And so we'd have this sort of like thing where it was like, I literally don't know why it's not working. I don't know what to tell you because I don't even know what to tell myself. All I know is that the skill I should be able to do, I can't do it. And then it's this whole like, well, don't be negative. And you got to say like you can and be positive and try your best. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I literally cannot do it. I can't make my body do it. And so it was this struggle. And then there were some days where I could do it, or I could at least get farther along in my progressions. And there were some days when it was like just not happening. So I was the kid who never got through it. I was the kid who got stuck and stayed stuck. Then there are kids, like I talked about, who they just like do the work and they get through it and they're better than ever. And then there are some who they get through it and then it comes back and the fear goes and it comes and it goes and it comes. And then there are some who get those mental blocks and they just stay stuck.
So I want to talk to you guys about why that happens, and I'm going to give you five characteristics of the athlete who breaks through and stays confident so that you can get an idea of maybe where your weak spots are. So here we go. Here are the common things that I see in the athletes who break through and stay confident. Okay. Number one, and this is not going to be that exciting, you guys. You're going to hear it and be like, really? That's the answer? It's not that complicated, you guys. It's very simple. It's just not easy. Okay. So the first characteristic of the athletes who break through and stay broken through is patience. They are patient. They are the kids who are, they're just willing to stick with it. Okay. And most kids, I would say, who have mental blocks and still show up at practice have some element of patience already. They keep at it. They keep at it. But there's this impatience piece that comes from the athlete, the coach, and the parent, where everyone's like, did you get your skill yet? Did you do it yet? Did you get up there and make it yet? Did I do it yet? Am I there yet? So there's this like underlying impatience that happens that creates a really big mistake in kids and coaches. This desire to rush it. Like, you should have done it. You could do it yesterday. So you need to just get up and go. Just get up and go. Just like, make it happen, Rebecca. Go. Just chuck the thing. Go. Come on. As soon as you do one, you'll be fine. That's one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is to try to rush it. When you're dealing with your brain in this way, what's happening is there is a survival instinct kicking into high gear that's saying, you are not safe. This is not safe. This, you could die, is basically what your brain is trying to tell you. And when it does that, your brain is sending all these negative thoughts of like, what could go wrong? And what about this? And what if that? And your brain's just like, all of the potential alarm bells are sounding, and it's doing its job to try to keep you alive and safe. So that's good, right? You want your brain to be able to do that. But unfortunately, it's sort of like a misguided alarm. So you're like, okay, I feel like I'm going to die, but I have to hurry. I have to rush this. And if I just chuck this skill, then I'll be fine because I don't have time. There's a meet, there's a deadline. It's like the sport of gymnastics specifically is so impatient. Everyone has to be amazing by the time they're 12 or else, and everyone has to get their skills by tomorrow or else. Well, that whole mindset is what I think has created mental blocks to begin with, is the incredible impatience in our sport. If you're not a gymnast, you can probably still relate. It's this whole like, you got to get better or else you're going to get too old. You're not going to reach your dreams. So the kids who are willing to be patient are the ones who get through and stay through. Okay. The second characteristic is optimism. That's the big word for they have hope. And they're like, yeah, so what? I'm not doing the skill today, but you know what? I'm going to. It's going to happen. I want you to imagine like a five-year-old doing the sport that they love. And they're like, I am amazing. And they're the kind of kid who would just sing in public. And they sort of don't have this whole, I need to look good and be perfect thing going on. You know that kid, maybe it's not your kid, maybe it's not my kid, but it's like that kid who's just like, I want to fly off of this couch and maybe I will crash on my face, but whatever, I'm going to try it anyway. So hopefully that's like my three-year-old. She's the kind of kid who's like, I'm flying off this ladder. So they're just like fearless. They're not worried about being embarrassed. They're not worried about looking good. They're like, this is going to be great. I love it. It's going to be so fun. They have this natural hope and optimism that's sort of built in. They don't have the doubt. No three-year-old is like, oh, what if I mess up? I mean, maybe. I'm sure like if you guys have high-strung kids, you might have one of those too. Maybe actually my three-year-old was like nervous. But anywho, you can imagine the kid who is like just not afraid. Okay, that kid has optimism. They're like, this is going to work out. I'm excited. Let's go see what happens. And so the risk of optimism is that you might get embarrassed. You might be like, I'm going to do so great. And then you belly flop. When you're a little kid, you don't care. You're like, woohoo, that was awesome anyway. Off to the next thing. You let it go. But when you're 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 and you make a mistake that you didn't think you were going to make and you declared, I'm going to do it. This is going to be great. And then you make a mistake. It's like a death sentence. It's so devastating. So that fear of embarrassment actually takes away our optimism. So you have to get to that place where you're like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to land on my butt. I'm going to fall. I'm going to make mistakes. So the perfectionism that starts to take over athletes is undercutting the possibility of being hopeful. And when you're hopeful, you know, like when you're learning a brand new skill, you're like, this is so exciting. I'm making progress. I'm getting better. When you're relearning an old skill, it's a lot harder to feel that way, but that's the way that you need to feel. That like, yes, I'm getting better. I'm so proud of myself. This is so great. I can't wait to see how much better I can get. So that optimism is something that's really important. Number three characteristic is communication. Now there are two different specific types of communication I'm thinking about here. One is the way you talk to your coach. So that's when your coach says, what's wrong? Why aren't you doing it? You're able to know the answer. Okay, so that's one of the big things that I teach in Perform Happy is awareness. It's all about, why is this happening? It's trying to keep you safe. What caused it? It's the fear of the unknown. It's fear of pain. There are several things that could have caused it. And once you know, okay, this is what causes it. Hi, Riley. How cute. So once you know what causes it, then you can be like, oh, hey, coach, it's not working out because this, and this. This is what I need to do. And then instead of standing there going, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, you're like, oh, this is what I need to do. And then your coach is like, okay, I can work with that. Let's work on this together. Let's, you know, that's the collaboration. Then there's the communication you have with yourself. If you are being mean to yourself and you're like, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? I'm so stupid. That's terrible. You're not going to be able to trust yourself if you're yelling at yourself. And you need to trust yourself in order to get these big skills going. So communication has to be dialed in. All right, there are two more characteristics. This one's very important. This next one, desire. You have to want it. This is one of the big differences between the kids who get their skills back and keep them and who make quick progress. They're not too quick, right? We want to be patient and do it the right way. But those kids and then the ones who just stay stuck on that one progression forever, it feels like. So you have to want it. You have to want the skill. And you have to want it so badly that you're willing, like I mentioned, to be embarrassed. You're willing to be uncomfortable. You're willing to get out of that comfort zone regularly in pursuit of this thing. Okay. You're willing to look stupid. You're willing to need extra help. You're willing to not look good on your team and to be the squeaky wheel who's continually asking for mats and spots. You have to be willing to try something new. You have to be willing to let go of the idea that you know what's best for you or that you know how to get through it. Because obviously, if you're stuck, you don't know. You don't know. So if you can just be willing to be like, I'm not sure what to do, that desire will carry you through all of those discomforts. If you want it and you're like, I am getting this skill. I am getting this skill back. Then you're going to be willing to do all those things that are necessary. And if you're not willing, it's not a matter of just rush it and chuck it and get it done the easy way, because I promise you, it won't stay. You're going to be the kid who's back and forth, if you don't do it the right way. Okay, the final characteristic, which is like the whole reason that I put together the challenges in the Perform Happy training program, the last characteristic is trust. If you think back to those kids on Beam who I'd look at, who would just throw any skill. They just throw it. They'd get up and throw the skill. My brother, when he was a gymnast, that kid would throw anything. Double dismount, go for it. He just would try it because he trusted himself. He trusted his coach. He trusted his training. I did not have the same trust. I doubted myself. I doubted my training. I doubted my abilities. I doubted my talent. I doubted everything. I doubted the beam, the mats, the bars. I doubted all of it all the time because of that perfectionism and because of that overthinking. So if you have a perfectionist who overthinks, who is stuck on skills, the answer to that is trust. They have to learn to trust themselves. So I want to invite you, if this sounds like you, if this resonates with you, I put together a new free training that's all about breaking that fear cycle. So instead of, getting your skill back and then being afraid you're going to lose it and then tensing up and losing it again and continuing to go through that cycle, you break it. So it's going to teach you my exact framework to get to self-trust. Talks about the three phases that you go through on the way there and exactly how to build it. So if you're interested, please check that free training out right now or as soon as you can. It's completeperformancecoaching.com/fear. That is the link. Again, completeperformancecoaching.com/fear. Check it out with your athlete. It's for parents and athletes. Coaches, check it out too so that you have some more info on how to help your kids if they're struggling. But it's not that you are born able to break through fear or not. It's just that you don't have those right characteristics. And all of these can be built and learned. So send me any questions that you have, Rebecca@performhappy.com. Thank you for being here with me today. And I will see you around very soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls.
and I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.